The woman walked round the corner of the house and saw a snake consuming a large Tuscan toad. The victim was motionless, looking about it only slightly puzzled, blinking whilst the snake attacked its leg. The toad had the appearance of a fat businessman being done some sexual service by a hard-faced girl on the make and doing his best not to notice. The snake, with its sleek, shiny head and curled body, was long and smartly patterned in grey and black. The woman, wishing to put an end to this outrage and feeling involved on the side of the toad, picked up a stick. But as she straightened, armed, the nervous snake abandoned its prey and slithered away into the shadows under a fig tree. There it was lost among the wild flowers and in the spring grass. The toad sat on, unafraid, bleeding slightly and blinking into the sun. The woman dropped her stick and stood looking at it, bewildered.
Mrs. Pargiter?
A man came up behind her, and she turned towards him. He was dressed in a blue blazer and white trousers, as though for some pre-war cruise. The sunlight behind him penetrated the thinness of his ginger hair and polished his scalp.
Is there anything more I can show you?
No, thanks, nothing more. She looked back towards the fig tree and saw that the toad had lumbered off into the tangled garden, perhaps to rejoin its tormentor.
Do you honestly think?
She asked, standing in front of the stone walls and cool archways of the villa. That it'll be suitable.
Suitable for what?
For children, of course.
My dear Mrs. Pargiter, you read the advertisement?
Read it? She had learnt it by heart. Villa to let near small Tuscan town. Suit couple, early 40s, with 3 children, bracket, females preferred, bracket. Recently installed swimming pool may compensate for sometimes impassable road. Owner suggests preliminary viewing to prevent disappointment or future misunderstandings.
Doesn't it say, suit couple with 3 children?
It says that. She had noticed it, particularly.